Let's bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. I'm sure she's not a skier. And Food for Mood, Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. And Simon Loses His Tummy. Good morning, Dr. Werpman. Tell me you're not a skier.
You deal with him, no, Judy. I can't.
I'm not a skier, but I used, and I agree with you about winter. It's horrible. But we used to go cross-country skiing, and that is work, Marshall.
Yeah, that that is, but that's not now I'm talking about downhill skiing.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's work,
I mean,
too.
Cross-country skiing, you're literally sweating within 15 minutes, and you know, you end up peeling off your clothes. You know, you have layers because you're so hot very quickly. But one of the reasons I think people ski, doing the exercise, as you know, I wrote to you in our blog this week, is because it's a way of escaping. I mean, you know, if you have a stressful life, and literally who doesn't over the age of about six, you get on you go down the slope and nobody can get you. You know, they can chase you, but they can't get you until you get to the bottom of the slope. And it's that repetition, going up, skiing down as fast as you can, I think, which allows people to step outside their world, their typical world, which is filled with obligations and commitments and stress and unpredictability and problems and kids and parents and what have you, and leave it all behind. And you know, it, as you write, it's an incredibly expensive way of doing this. Requires, you know, taking lessons and the possibility of injury, you know, and really that's not inconsiderable, but it works. But the point is, you don't have to, you know, spend, as you say, $600 or more, you know, on your underwear, what have you, in order to do this. I mean, I have a friend who is a therapist who sits in his office all day long listening to people, and he's an extremely good therapist, and he literally sticks his head underwater in order to escape them. You know, the talk at the end of the day. He goes off to his local gym, which happens to have a pool, puts on his snorkel, which is not because he thinks any fish should be at the bottom of the pool, but because it allows him to keep his head underwater and he can't hear a thing. Nobody can talk to him. It is, he uses the exercise as an escape. I mean, you can do it simply by, you know, going to another friend of mine, you know, going to your exercise machine, or going to a gym and putting on headphones, listening to a movie or watching television. I go to a gym that has, I think, 7 or 8 channels of movies, most of which are old or awful or too violent or what have you. But the point is, you can get involved in something and the world, it stops existing for you while you're exercising. And that downtime, that you're being focused on something totally different, and they could be focused on working out with a trainer and thinking, oh my God, am I ever going to last through this hour session without absolutely collapsing in a puddle of sweat? That takes your mind off everything else. And I don't think people recognize that exercise, for all its glories, and it really does things from, you know, cognition to, you know, making our bones strong, yeah, but that exercise really has that function. And I think if people recognize that, maybe they would do it. Because when you're finished, and the crazy thing is, you always feel less tired when you're finished than before you do, maybe because your mental, you know, abilities and emotional stamina has come back. It is really, you know, a blessing that we're given in order to escape the stresses of daily life. And that, I think, is why people go skiing.
You know, I am. Do you know what a J-lift is?
Yeah.
That's the
I know what it is. I used to have a very old-fashioned kind of lift. Right.
They call it a T-lift or a J-lift. But anyway, my second time skiing at the age of like 38 years old, some kids behind me on the J-lift are going up the bunny hill now. The bunny hill.
Right.
They saw that I was a little concerned about the lift. So you know what they started to do? Those little kids, they started to jump up and down on their seat. Well, guess what happened to me, because I was right behind them. I got unstable, and halfway up the bunny hill, I fell off.
Oh,
and I was 400 and some odd pounds. And trying to get up on the bunny hill, 400 and some pounds on skis, and then I lost one of the skis to boot.
Oh God! I can.
So that's why I should go see your shrink friend, because I really should talk that out.
No, we're talking about exercise that you can do without feeling humiliated or in pain, or nobody's saying that you should, go into a pool if you don't know how to swim, or climb on a treadmill if you don't know how to regulate the speed. But it is, you can pick whatever you want, and they said it could simply be taking your dog for a walk, or just walking through a museum and walking. But the idea of being able to use exercise as an excuse for getting out of all your daily obligations is worth considering. And the other thing I think people should recognize is that you, in order to do it, you have to schedule it. You have to schedule it the way you might, schedule doing things that you, other things you don't particularly want to do, like your taxes. But you have to schedule it. And you don't necessarily tell people that you're doing. You put an appointment in your timer, in your cell phone or something, of reminder, this is what I'm going to be doing between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And people want your time. No, I'm sorry, I have an appointment. If you tell people you're going to Pilates class, they're going to say, well, that's not very, very important. I'm more important. But if you make the exercise important to you and schedule it and don't necessarily tell people what you're doing, then you have that hour of tranquility. It may be sweating tranquility, but you at least get yourself out of that, work situation. And Marshall, I don't recommend skiing for anybody in your situation or mine either, because I'm the clumsiest person on 2 feet.
Well, I tell you, the first time I went skiing was at the Concorde with my father.
No.
I was 7 years old, and my father, who was a little intoxicated at the time because he did drink a little, thought it would be a good idea to take old Pudgy Marshall and get him some skis and put him out. This is years ago. It wasn't a J-Roy. It was a rope toe.
Yeah.
Well, once again, about halfway up the hill when I was a kid, I fell off the rope toe and lost both skis, and I was rolling down the hill, and all I remember is on this big speaker, hearing this big speaker, "Well, somebody get that kid off the hill." So those are my God should strike me dead now. Those are my two experiences with skiing, as God should strike me dead right now. And my father was so drunk, he was laughing about it when I got to the bottom of the hill with the ski guys. My second wife, she wanted to kill me anyways when it came down to it all.
All right, so Judy, after the show, you can give me the name of the good therapist. And the other thing that I'd just like to say is, Marshall, if you hadn't waited that extra 6 minutes to be born a Scorpio, none of this would have happened to you.
That's right.
All right, well, Happy New Year, Judy.
Okay, listen, the next time I talk to you will be 2019, so have a very happy new year.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Judy Wortman and Food for Mood this morning on Robinette Radio.